Thank you very much. You know, I think all of the members that have expressed their support for the bill, the comments made today, is that we all want to go back to our communities and feel safe. We all want to make sure that jobs stay in our community. We had a Macy's in my community, hundreds of jobs that shut down. I was actually in the parking lot waiting for my team. We were off to go to an event when I myself witnessed somebody running out of the Macy's with a handful of clothes and a prevention employee running after them. And they got in the car and they fled. And I talked to this young woman and I said, "It is those bundles of jeans that that person stole is not worth your life." But that's happening every day. That Macy's recently shut down. And so it's no longer operating. And my community has lost hundreds of jobs because of it. The Nike store in East Los Angeles, same thing as Assemblymember Gibson, continuously robbed over and over, because of the amounts of that folks are stealing and not enough prevention and law enforcement to be able to do something about it. And employees, young people, these are young kids that have jobs from local high schools, afraid to go to work. And the last thing that we want is for another large retailer or employer to leave our community because they don't feel safe. So again, a very important measure that provides law enforcement the tools that they need to be able to do their jobs, as well as respond to the public safety calls from our community across California. And it is a direct answer to what Governor Newsom required of the legislature and requested from the legislature earlier this year. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.